We've all been on a road trip. There are two types of drivers when it comes to making a pit stop, the quarter tanker and the running on fumes. Let me ask you, are you the type of person who stops for gas at around a quarter of a tank, or do you wait until you are on empty and the fuel light comes on? I would say that I'm a quarter tanker. I like to stop and fuel up before the needle gets into the red zone. However, I remember one time I was traveling with my children on the interstate. Actually, my son was driving. He had just gotten his permit. He asked me if he should stop for gas. I leaned over and looked at the gauge, and I told him, no, I think we can make it to the next gas station. However, what I didn't realize, number one, it was a long ways to the next gas station along the interstate. And number two, when I leaned over, I didn't have a good view of the gauge. It was a lot lower than I thought it was. The traffic started to get heavy, and the needle was going down, down, down on the gas gauge. I could feel my stress level rising, and my son kept asking me how much further. I looked at the GPS, and it was still a long way to the gas station. The fuel light came on, and we were all feeling the stress. This is not an ideal situation for any driver, but when you are driving with a student driver, they definitely don't need extra stress. Thankfully, we made it to the gas station. But we all learned a valuable lesson that day. Don't wait until the fuel light comes on before you stop to get gas. Today, we are making a pit stop on our work-from-home journey. Just like a car needs fuel to keep going, we need a quick cash injection to fuel our work-from-home dreams. Let's talk about it. Welcome to the Christian Work From Home Mom Podcast. I'm Amy Arthur, your host and certified Christian life coach. If you're a busy mom wanting to earn money while focusing on your family, you are in the right place. We will discuss ways to make money from home without feeling overwhelmed. No unrealistic get-rich-quick schemes here. Instead, we will focus on the slow and steady to win the race, all while remembering our top priorities, faith and family. Join our Facebook community at Christian Work From Home Mom. The link is in the show notes. Let's get started on this empowering journey. Welcome to Episode 7. In Episode 6, we talked about staying on the straight and narrow path and to choose one work from home opportunity and stick with it for at least 90 days. Today's episode may seem like it contradicts that instruction, but it doesn't. It will probably cost you money to do the work-from-home career that you dream of. I don't want you to wait until your fuel light comes on before you inject some cash into your work-from-home endeavors. I want you to be able to afford the training that you need to succeed. If you are a remote Rebecca working a corporate job, you may need to hire someone to help you write a resume that gets past all the AI bots weeding out application based on keywords. Hey, I've been there. If you're a digital Deborah, you may need to take a course on some aspect of marketing, such as web design or email marketing. If you're a creative Chloe, you may need to take a course on how to attract customers to your Etsy shop. If you're a freelance Felicity, you may need someone to coach you on how to create a standout profile on Upwork. And if you're a service Sarah, you may need someone to teach you how to do the bookkeeping for your small business. Whatever path you choose and whatever personality you have, if you want to scale, you are going to have to invest in your business. So today I want to provide you with three methods to earn some quick cash injections to not only invest in your business, but also to pay your bills as you build your dream work from home opportunity. Thankfully, the internet has fundamentally changed how we make money. There are dozens of ways to make extra cash through a variety of online techniques. We no longer are forced to take a traditional job in order to make money. However, it can be intimidating to think about trying to make money online, especially if you've never done it before. The internet is huge, and trying to sort through all the options can feel terrifying. In this episode, you'll discover three categories of effective ways to make money online, with about 1 to 5 specific examples for each category. Some of these methods will be more lucrative than others. Some will require more work than others. Some of these money-making methods can even turn into full-time jobs. And many of them are just the first step of building your ideal work-from-home business. None of these methods that I'm going to mention are get-rich-quick schemes. These are real, sustainable ways to make money. All of them require actual effort and investment of time. The three methods are affiliate marketing, selling products online, and performing service tasks locally. We will break each one down into specific examples in this episode. Method 1, affiliate marketing. Essentially, affiliate marketing works like this. You promote an online product or service created by someone else. If someone purchases a product or service through your promotion, you get a commission or a portion of the sale. Typically, you promote the online product through a special link that is connected to you. That way, the company knows that the sale came through you, your promotion. Amazon affiliate programs are the simplest example of affiliate marketing. Once you sign up for their affiliate program, you can promote any product on Amazon. If someone clicks on your affiliate link and then purchases the product, you get a small portion of the sale. There are numerous ways to promote Amazon products. You're only limited by your imagination. You can write a review for the product on your blog and include an affiliate link, have a banner ads on your website promoting products, post an affiliate link on social media, or promote products to an email list. Really, if you have any sort of audience, whether it be on social media or a website, you have the opportunity to make money through affiliate marketing. I have personally been an Amazon affiliate associate for several years. However, I have not always utilized it to its full potential. I simply linked products on my blog and social media. If people made a purchase, then I would get a small commission at no cost to the purchaser. A couple of years ago, Amazon greatly reduced their commissions. However, I recently read there are other programs that Amazon offers that are worth pursuing and offer better commissions. One of those programs is the Amazon Influencer Program. Amazon influencers are content creators that promote products sold on Amazon via social media. Instead of creating traditional ads, they'll create and use social media content to market products to their followers on TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, and/or Instagram, and direct them to their Amazon storefront. Launched in 2017, the Amazon Influencer Program, not to be confused with the Amazon Associate Program, helps influencers to create extra revenue streams via a number of ways. For example, influencers can create their own storefront to market products, share a URL of their Amazon storefront on social media platforms, and share affiliate links on social media platforms. To become an Amazon influencer, you don't have to be an affiliate, but you'll need to apply and get approved. That said, there isn't strict requirements to become an influencer. You only need to reside in the US, Canada, UK, France, Italy, Germany, Spain, or India, have a profile on TikTok or a Facebook business account, Instagram business account, or a YouTube account, along with a sizable engaged following. There are no minimum follower counts, as engagement is more important. You must also have an Amazon account. As mentioned, it's not the same as the Amazon Associate Program. While they work similarly, with both, you can earn a commission. Anyone can basically join the Amazon Associate Program. The Amazon Influencer Program is a side hustle that I'm just getting started with. You can also do review videos, and that's something else that I'm going to be trying. So I will give you an update in about 90 days or so to let you know how it's going. In the meantime, I recommend that you sign up and give it a try yourself. Okay, the second method is to sell products online. Before you can sell a product online, you'll need a website on which to sell them. However, if you don't want to set up your own e-commerce store, you can easily sell products on eBay, Amazon, Etsy, Poshmark, Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, and many others. If you want to sell products on your own website, you'll need to go one step further and create an e-commerce website on which you can list your products and accept payments. And it's easier than ever with websites like Shopify. First, you can sell your homemade products you make yourself on sites like Etsy. This is a great place to start if you're a creative Chloe. If you're the crafty type and are able to make products that others will purchase, Etsy can be a great option. My own mother is a talented sewer. She creates beautiful embroidered bags, embroidered tea towels, quilts, and so much more. My niece had shared some of her creations on TikTok, and one of the posts went viral with over 1 million views. After that, my mom sold several items in her store because of that post. She continues to make and sell things in her store. However, she enjoys making more than marketing and selling. You can also sell products that you've already purchased and you don't need anymore on sites like Amazon, eBay, and Poshmark. For example, let's say you go to a thrift store, you can find great products to sell on eBay or Poshmark if you're willing to do a little hunting. You also have the option of drop shipping products. Dropshipping works a little different than the standard way of selling products online. With dropshipping, you find a product that is available online for a relatively inexpensive amount. You list the product on your own e-commerce site for a higher amount. When you make a sale, you keep the markup amount. The maker of the product then sends the product directly to the buyer without you even having to touch it. If you're trying to find good products for dropshipping, AliExpress is a great place to start. With Shopify, you can create a store that connects directly to AliExpress to make it easy to sell products. However, a word of caution, make sure that you check out the products and the quality of them before selling them. Out of all the options, selling products on sites like eBay and Etsy is probably the simplest way that you can start making money online. If you can find products to sell, such as at thrift stores or garage sales, you can start making money relatively quickly. I've personally sold things on Facebook Marketplace, things that I've picked up on a curb or bought at a garage sale and decided it wasn't for me. I've also sold quite a bit of furniture that I've gotten from friends or things that I saw people giving away on Facebook. So there is money to be made selling things online. Method 3 is to do a service job locally. This is probably the side hustle that I'm most familiar with, and it is how I funded my certification to become an online coach and all other aspects of building my business that I have today. If you have an active community Facebook page, this is a great place to start. I started my cleaning business because we own our own short-term rental property. I was managing our property, including cleaning it, and since I needed some extra cash, I decided to post on our local Facebook group for people that are looking for cleaners. Long story short, I started not only cleaning short-term rentals, but also residences, businesses, and I also do move-in, move-out cleans from time to time. The pros are that this is probably something you already know how to do because you're a mom, and the money is quick. You get paid when you complete the job, and the work is mentally easy. The cons are that you have to depend on clients, and sometimes they cancel. It's also a physically demanding job, and you are trading your time for money. In a future episode, we're going to talk about passive income streams that earn you money even while you're sleeping. Our goal is to quit trading our time for money. So regardless if you do cleaning or some other service job, you can advertise locally on Facebook or Craigslist. There are also dedicated websites such as TaskRabbit. TaskRabbit is a website that allows you to do all sorts of odd jobs. Want to help someone pack up and move their house? You can do that through TaskRabbit. Do you know how to assemble a table? You can earn anywhere between $50 and $150 doing so. The beauty of TaskRabbit is the sheer number of jobs available through the site, and all the jobs can be easily managed through their app. Time Magazine reports that some people earn as much as $2,000 a week through TaskRabbit. TaskRabbit is a particularly good option if you're skilled at a variety of things and want to put those skills to work. For example, if you're a skilled handyman, but you don't want to start a business, TaskRabbit can supply jobs for you. I have never personally used TaskRabbit, but to prepare for this episode, I went to the website and checked it out. It appears that it's only available in large cities. I live in a rural area, so I was not able to sign up because the nearest city listed was almost 3 hours away. However, there are many other sites. Just do a Google search. You can also do things like drive for Uber or do Instant Cart for people. There's so many options to do service jobs for other people. In this pit stop on our work from home journey, we explored the analogy of refueling on a road trip and apply it to our career paths. Just as cars need fuel to keep going, your work from home dreams need a quick cash injection to thrive. We've discussed the importance of not waiting until your fuel light comes on before investing in your work from home endeavors. Contrary to my advice of sticking to one work-from-home opportunity, we acknowledge that building your dream career may require a financial investment. Whether you're a remote Rebecca, digital Deborah, creative Chloe, freelance Felicity, or service Sarah, there are specific steps that you can take to earn quick cash injections and fuel your journey. The three methods that we explored today were affiliate marketing, selling products online, and performing service tasks locally. We delved into examples for each category, emphasizing the need for genuine effort and time investment, steering clear of the get-rich-quick schemes. From becoming an Amazon influencer to exploring platforms like eBay, Etsy, and TaskRabbit, we uncovered diverse opportunities for every work-from-home personality. Whether you're promoting products through affiliate links, selling handmade items, or offering local services, the key is to take proactive steps to fuel your work from home dreams. As we wrap up this episode, remember that these methods are not just about making money. These are steps towards building a sustainable work-from-home business. It's time to refuel, invest in yourself, and keep driving toward the destination of your dream work-from-home opportunities. The road may be long, but with the right strategies and investments, success is on the horizon. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you next time.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Christian Work From Home Mom Podcast. If you found value and you are ready to take the next step, I invite you to take the free Work From Home Personality Quiz. The link is in the show notes. As a certified Christian life coach, my goal is to offer personalized guidance on your journey. Remember, your faith and family matter, and I'm here to support you every step of the way. Thank you for listening, and until next time, remember Galatians 6:9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. See you next time.